1993 for the National Council of Jewish Women Oral History Project Part 2. Dr. Walter, here to say a few words.
Okay. It's nice to see you back after all this time, and good that we're actually in operation again. Power reactors, for example. We know more and more about these shields. radiation is only half as harmful because we've changed the denominator, not the numerator. If on the other hand, we decide that they had less radiation exposure than we thought 10 years ago, then it follows that the radiation they received, less radiation produced these effects, and therefore the radiation is more hazardous. And this kind of reassessment has been going on over the years.
Have you been a part of that, Dr. Wall? Or are you just giving us what you have?
Well, I was a part of the team when I came back from Japan. I went to work at Oak Ridge National Laboratory in the Health Physics Division. And the reason was because that was the group that was doing the dose assessments. We used the nuclear weapons test program as an opportunity to evaluate the effects So they set up this school, and then Dr. Parent, with the emphasis on occupational health issues, felt that this particular area geographically was getting into this new industry. The first nuclear power reactor that produced commercial power was at Shippingport here on the river, or down the river, I guess, in Ohio. And so there was an interest in this subset of occupational health problems. It's a special area of interest. And that's what brought me from Oak Ridge to Pittsburgh. And I visited Japan to evaluate the project there for the National Academy of Sciences, which was running it. And we had met there, and get establish this epidemiologic basis for the follow-up study. And since then, the results have been in terms of increased incidence of these various health impairments compared to the non-exposed population. One of the problems was, how do you find a non-exposed population which is getting the same degree of medical scrutiny as the exposed? And Hiroshima, went down in history and received a tremendous amount of attention. Nagasaki, somewhat less, but still major attention to health effects because everyone was concerned about them. So where do you find a population which has all of the same hazards of life except the radiation exposure? That was a difficulty which was overcome somewhat inadvertently. The Japanese Diet, the Congress, passed an A-bomb survivors compensation law, a welfare law, which provided some compensation for the A-bomb survivors. But they defined A-bomb survivor as anybody who was in either of the two cities up to 30 days after the bombs were dropped. Within that definition, then, we had people who were actually there at the time. But then we had people who came in shortly after to look for their relatives and friends. So they were exposed to the same hazardous conditions. The water supply was destroyed, food preparation was inadequate, food supplies were inadequate. So they had the other stresses, but not the radiation. Then the other thing that became a comparison population were the people who were at a sufficient distance from the burst point of the weapon so that the radiation exposure didn't reach them. It was attenuated, it was limited by distance, and particularly because of the high humidity in Japan in August, it's almost a tropical climate. I could tell you after 3 years of summers in Hiroshima. And water vapor is one of the things which reduces the distance that radiation will travel. So it traveled about 2,000 meters from the burst point of the weapon. But the A-bomb survivors lost at anybody in the city, and that was down to 10,000 meters. So again, we had people who were not exposed to the radiation, but the blast effect went further than that, and the fires that had started, because you knock over buildings, you knock over stoves, you damage wiring, and there were fires all over the place. So people were exposed to mechanical injury from the blast effect, the fire effect, but not the radiation. So those are the comparison groups that were developed and are part of the study. And it was, the wisdom of public health experienced people like Dr. Parent, who had stepped down as Surgeon General of the United States before he became our dean here, that this was put on a basis where you could really learn something about its health effects.
Is he still here?
No, he died a number of years ago.
Joint venture. Are the Japanese still involved in the project?
More and more so.
And do you have any idea how many survivors are still around? You had also indicated that this would go on until the last survivor.
Right. The Japanese are increasingly involved. It started off, as you might expect, during the occupation of Japan. It was an American project, but obviously none of us that were over there could pass the medical board exams in Japanese. So we had to work with Japanese, and for public confidence it was essential also. Gradually, the Japanese argued the Japanese government had the wisdom to recognize the necessity of continuing the project and gradually took over an increasing share of the costs. The project was changed about, I guess it maybe 10 years ago now, to the Radiation Research Effects Foundation, which is still partly American but primarily Japanese now. And our funding has been relatively constant for the last few years. We've got way filled in the gap. It's an expensive project, and up till recently anyway, just as in any Japanese company, once you're hired, you're there for life. We're getting to the stage of retirement funding. The workers that started 40 years ago are going into retirement, that the benefits continue, and it's an increasingly expensive project. But it's essential because it really is the basis for our radiation control programs. And when I say our, I don't mean just the United States. It's the basis for the regulations all over the world. It does look, unfortunately, as if the Chernobyl affected population will never be studied at the same level of interest and competence because of global political and economic problems of what used to be the USSR. So this remains as our best experience on which to base our control of radiation.
Do you continue to have any position in terms of consulting or anything with either the project in Japan or OCRA, anything, aside from your interest?
Over the years, I've